crypto card spending hits. Record 7.8 billion in cumulative volume. Cumulative volume on crypto-linked payment cards has crossed $7.8 billion with monthly throughput at fresh highs, according to a report shared by Cointelegraph on May 28, 2026. The milestone lands in the middle of a soft tape for the underlying assets. As of May 28, BTC sits at $74,328, down 2.0% on the day. ETHE at $2,019, down 2.7%, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 34, fear. Yet the spending data is moving in the opposite direction. That divergence is the story. Card volume is a usage metric, not a price metric, and it tends to be sticky once a user wires their on-chain balance to a working plastic. 7.8 billion is a category milestone, not a single product. The $7.8 billion figure is cumulative across the broader crypto card category, which means it lumps together custodial issuers, prepaid stablecoin programs, and self-custody Visa and MasterCard products. Cards like the Crypto.com, Ruby Steel, the BitGet Wallet card, and self-custody options such as Gnosis Pay and Solflare all roll into the same pool when industry trackers count spend. For context, $7.8 billion in cumulative card spend is a small slice of the roughly 322 billion stablecoin float, but the gap is closing each quarter as more issuers go live in Latin America, the Gulf, and Southeast Asia. Monthly volume is doing the heavier lifting. What makes the headline number more than a vanity stat is the accompanying detail. Monthly volume is at fresh highs. Cumulative totals always tick up. But month-over-month records require new spend, not just survivors of older cohorts. That points to two trends already visible in the issuer landscape. Stablecoin rails are eating share from custodial token cards, programs that settle in USDC or USDT, including Plasma One and Cast, avoid the volatility hit that pushed some Bitcoin-backed cards into negative effective rewards during prior sell-offs. Self-custody products are no longer a curiosity. Gnosis Pay, MetaMask, and Ledger all ship cards that pull from the user's own wallet, which sidesteps the counterparty risk that froze balances during prior insolvencies. The combination is unusual. Monthly spend is climbing while ETH and BTC are down on the week. Card volume in 2025 tracked closely with risk-on sentiment. In 2026, it appears to be decoupling. Stablecoins are doing the heavy lifting. The most interesting line in the data is product mix. A card that settles in USDC is functionally a stablecoin debit card, and the user does not particularly care whether BTC is up or down. Issuers in the UAE, Argentina, and the Philippines have leaned hard into stablecoin float as the marketing wedge, and the on-ramp is now a USDT transfer rather than a fiat deposit. That repositions the category. A year ago, the pitch was spend your Bitcoin. Today, it is closer to hold dollars on chain and tap to pay. The receipt at the checkout counter looks the same. The plumbing underneath is very different. Card volume is the honest signal. Token prices are a leading indicator of sentiment. Card volume is a lagging indicator of utility. The two often diverge, and when they do, the lagging indicator tends to be more honest about what people are actually using the technology for. Crypto cards crossing $7.8 billion in cumulative volume while assets sell off says the demand for crypto-funded spending is no longer tied to price action. That is a bigger deal than the dollar figure on its own. It also raises the floor on what issuers need to ship. Cards that lose money on FX, hide network spreads, or require token staking with downside risk look worse next to 0% FX cards and stablecoin-settled rails. The competitive bar moves up with every new monthly record.